This week, WPLN is airing interviews with four of the leading candidates for Nashville mayor. In the third story in the series, reporter Mariba Knight spoke with candidate and Democratic State Representative John Ray Clemens. Among the youngest contenders in the race, Clemens is a big-picture guy, trying to position himself as a charismatic leader that he says the city has been lacking.
Democratic State Representative John Ray Clemens is focused on three issues he considers pillars of his campaign.
Public education, affordable housing, infrastructure.
They're big topics, and he says they require a leader who can see the big picture.
And what our city is lacking is strong, decisive leadership. We need to have a plan and vision for how to move forward as a city to build a more sustainable city that works for everyone.
An attorney focusing on civil litigation and mediation, Clemens is in his third term representing a district that stretches from Midtown to Bellevue, and he got into the mayor's race in early 2019. Since then, he's been hammering hard on this notion that Nashville needs a vision for the future, a vision for transportation, for affordable housing, for education, and that Nashville's current leader, Mayor David Briley, simply doesn't have the personality or the resolution to do it. One of your mantras has been kind of having a vision for Nashville, for the future. And we have seen Metro make tons of plans through Nashville Next, Walk Bike, Plan to Play, In Motion. How do those factor into a new vision? And we've got a lot of framework already.
What we don't see is action being taken and no plan to execute those and the tough decisions being made to bring those plans to fruition. And, you know, we have an affordable housing crisis in the city. Our public schools are underfunded. My children are in public school, so I see it firsthand. And our infrastructure system above ground and below ground is crumbling. And we're a 21st century city sitting on top of early 20th century infrastructure.
Clemens says his ideas don't necessarily require tossing these other plans out completely, but rather building on them. In the case of transportation, he's specific about what that entails. He says if elected mayor, he would spearhead a new transit referendum in his first term, one that would do a better job of soliciting community input.
We've got to get out there and actually listen to the community. I think what we've seen in the past is we've seen plans designed around a couple of objectives to drive people into downtown from certain neighborhoods in our community. We have to be more thoughtful and view mobility as a more equitable, through a more equitable lens, and focus not on just getting people from their homes to downtown, but from their homes to the grocery store, children from their homes to their schools, and move people around the city in a more equitable fashion.
You may have noticed Clemens is big on the word equitable, and he's not the only one. It's become a buzzword of this election, a mushy term that's almost impossible to say no to. Sure, it sounds great, but what does it mean in practice? Clemens says for him, he'd take action by redirecting dollars away from the tourist district downtown and putting them into other, more neglected parts of the city, and that he can do this without necessarily raising taxes.
There are various ways that we can redirect revenues that are already being generated in this city and collect others that are not putting additional tax burdens on the back of our residents.
Clemens, who is married with three young boys, grew up on a farm near Lebanon run by his father and grandfather. It made for a firmly rooted middle-class upbringing that he says made it possible for him to get an Ivy League education and become an attorney. He says his childhood in Wilson County shaped his political ideology.
My grandfather worked for the telephone company for years, and we grew up, and I was very aware, acutely aware at a very young age of the opportunity that I have and that I had as compared to some others with whom I went to school growing up.
In the State House, Clemens is known as a vocal opponent to Republican politics. At this moment in his career, Clemens says the chance to step away from the divisiveness at the state capitol and into the mayor's office appeals to him.
I'm a collaborator at the end of the day, and that's how I've been able to be successful in the state legislature, and that's what I look forward to doing in Metro government, to solve problems for all of Nashville families. The nonpartisanship is a great part of that.
Rather than trying to reach across the aisle, Clemens says he's ready to reach across Nashville to help bridge an ever-growing divide. For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, in the last of our series, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez speaks with Carol Swain about her outsider status as a conservative.